News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Second place to Giorgio Paltrinieri, but he goes for gold. 25 metres to swim for Daniel Whifford, but here comes Fink in lane two. Past Paltrinieri, has he got enough to get up and retain his title? I don't think so. It's going to be a gold medal for Ireland. In lane number four, Daniel Whifford strikes gold.
Oh, even listening to that, it is so exciting. And we are joined now by Daniel's twin and indeed training partner, Nathan Whiffen. Good morning to you, Nathan.
Good morning.
Are you as excited when you... I mean, I actually can nearly feel the hair standing up on the back of my neck, even listening to the audio of last night, the end of the race. What were you feeling when you were watching it?
Well, I wasn't really feeling much because I lost my voice maybe halfway through the race screaming for him. So, yeah, it was pretty unreal.
Yeah, I'm sure. He said he could hear you. Out of all the noise and all the cheers and all the everything, he like that connection was there.
Yeah, well, I don't know how he heard me through 18,000 people, but I was screaming pretty loud.
Yeah, or maybe he just hears your voice in his head because he has said that he owes everything to you. You're obviously, you know, training partners and all that. Do you feel that's fair? Does he owe everything to you?
I don't think he owes everything, but we'll say he owns a lot.
Yeah, that's entirely fair. I'm sure great excitement in Team Ireland and indeed throughout the whole country about his win. How are the rest of the Whiffen family feeling about it?
Yeah, well, I think everybody's just waking up at the moment, to be honest, because we didn't get back till late because too busy celebrating.
Yeah.
But... yeah, just everybody's buzzing and, well, we all know he's got another event to come, so we're just looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. Obviously, he's won two World Championship golds earlier this year, so there was an awful lot of expectations. Were there nerves beforehand? He said afterwards, you know, now I can say I'm one of the greatest. It shows huge confidence, but beforehand, did he wobble at all?
I reckon it was more excitement than nervousness, to be honest, because, you know, your body plays tricks in you in these situations and you just got to see if you can overcome it. And that's just how it goes with being an Olympic champion, I guess.
Yeah. You're both swimmers, obviously, and you are also a really quite brilliant swimmer. Like, when did you guys start? Were you babes in arms practically going to the pool?
I don't know, actually, really, I think we started competitive swimming when we were around 7 years old, maybe a bit older, and we don't really think about like the winning side of stuff. We actually just really enjoy just swimming and just chatting with my mates and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I imagine there's an awful lot of hard work, an awful lot of early starts in the morning, getting to the pool in the dark and all of that. Does it feel like it's all worthwhile?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. He obviously has other events still to come, other races still to come, the 1500 metres and the 10K open swim. Would you expect, is there a possibility of a clutch of medals, do you think, here?
Yeah, I think so, because I know he prefers 1500 and the first race is out the way, so the nerves are hopefully gone, or like the jitters you get.
Yeah.
So it'll be more focused maybe for the 15, but... No, he's never won Olympic gold, so who knows how it's going to react in his brain on how, if he can like refocus him.
Yeah, is there an awful lot of the mental side of this that has to be worked on? Because obviously the training, the physical training is huge, but is there an awful lot about getting your head into the right space to win?
Oh yeah. I know that after the race, he did do a lot of like media. He's telling me that I think he got into the cool down pool to warm down from his race 2 hours after the race. So I guess that's not the most best performance decision, but you know, you got to take these opportunities when it comes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge, you know, win. It's a huge event in his and all your lives. I have no doubt about this. When is he up next? When is the next heat or the next race for Daniel?
It's on Saturday, the heats of the 1500.
All right. Look, we're delighted and thank you, because I'm sure that you were celebrating last night and I'm sure chatting to us this morning. It's an early start for you, but I hope you know that the whole country is absolutely thrilled, and the whole country was glued to that swim race last night, and it's absolutely wonderful stuff. We're delighted to talk to you this morning. That is Daniel's twin and indeed swimming training partner, Nathan Whiffen, on his phenomenal win last night, Shane, in Paris. And we were all, as I say, just thrilled to see it happen.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.